Yesterday, we heard a report about school meal deliveries in the Northeast Kingdom. Today, VPR's Erica Heilman visits with a family in Troy about the role these meals are playing in their new lives during the pandemic.
Mariah Moffitt is a clerk for the local post office in Troy, Vermont, and her husband is a carpenter, and they're both working through the shutdown. They have two sons, Chase and Jackson, ages 13 and 6. The boys stay home alone during the day to do online school, and Chase takes care of his brother. I was there to talk with them about meals they've been receiving from the school, which in a way means talking about money and fear and uncertainty and even love. Here's Mariah.
My husband and I talked, and we knew we can't let our pride get in the way right now. It was just too obvious right away that pride of getting by on your own needed to be put aside, because I could sign up through my school who was not putting it in any terms of need. Like, you could have this even if you didn't need it, that they would just come and provide these meals for your kids. And I knew right away that we do need that. That's what we needed for sure during this.
Have you found that food has gotten more expensive?
I have. I am, like, coupons galore. I find the thrill in savings, anywhere that can get us the best for our buck. And lately, grocery shopping and trying to stretch, I am amazed. I mean, the egg prices, that alone was completely shocking. And how do I change what I can make at home or how I can stretch things when I haven't had to look at eggs as an item that were on the higher end of the groceries that I'm buying?
What's the jump in price on eggs?
Oh boy. So before this, I was getting, you know, a dozen eggs at Price Chopper for $1.89. Now those same eggs are up over $3. It's unbelievable. Week one, you're immediately worried about certain aspects. How are we going to afford having the kids eating every single meal here and boredom snacking or comfort snacking through this? And then week two, you realize now it's time for me to go into the grocery store where, who knows, I could possibly either get this or pass it to somebody else unknowingly. Week three, you start seeing the bills that you haven't paid, and that concern and realization that you've got to start planning for when those bills are due. School, I have sat with my son through classes and sat as he did his homework and thought, how much pressure do I put on him for this? He has his day blocked out and then notes stuck in that he needs to go outside with his brother for 30 minutes a day. He needs to remember to check that his brother has changed his clothes or that he hasn't had four breakfasts and no lunch, but that things are a routine for him as well. And I know that's an immense amount of pressure to put on him.
Mariah stepped away so I could talk with her son Chase for a few minutes. I asked him how he felt about getting the school meals every day delivered by the school bus.
So both my parents still have to go to work during this time when other kids have both their parents there to help them manage their times. So the bus and having this, like, lunch is a lot more helpful for me now that I don't have to stop and make my little brother some lunch. So having the bus that I can go out and get the lunch is very helpful.
What are you scared of right now?
What I'm scared of is having the people that don't stay at home and take this non-seriously, is having them ruin the opportunity I have for next year in school.
What's your awareness of your parents' financial life? How involved are you in that?
Well, they keep me out of it most part. But obviously, I know they're part of that waiting till the next paycheck. Because I guess in a way I'm kind of blessed that they're both still working. Because even if it does mean I have to stay with my brother all the time, we get to live a better life than some people who are just sitting at home and have parents that are there because they can't go to work and get money. My awareness of money is the fact that it's low for everybody except for who have it all. So the people that have it all are the 1% that have all the money. And the rest of the people are the ones that are low on it and are waiting for the next paycheck to come in so that they can help their kids grow up and maybe even become one of the 1%. That's the goal of everybody who wants the money. Everybody knows that around here, nobody's really, like, part of that 1%, right? So we're all in, like, a common ground. So no matter how much, like, people can feel separated from each other, there's always one thing we can always be together on.
And what's that?
That feeling of waiting for the next paycheck.
My family needs these meals. I just feel so humbled knowing that every day that I leave, my kids aren't worried because these are familiar faces that are coming by and caring about them just like they did at school. And open the notes that come in the lunch bags that say, "We love you. We can't wait to see you tomorrow." I called the other day to ask for some piece of information that I'd left at home. And my son said, "Mom, we got strawberries today. They were so big. There were so many strawberries." And then I look at the picture and there are 3 strawberries. But that was so many.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.